Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, May 4th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, at the request of the Lake Alfred Police Department, homicide detectives from the Polk County Sheriff's Office are assisting in the investigation of a fatal shooting in Lake Alfred that occurred around midnight on Sunday, May 2nd. The victim has been identified as 24-year-old John Carlos Felix Colon. There are several witnesses at the scene, and two shooters have been identified, all of whom have been cooperating at the investigation. The two men who fired shots are expected to be charged with carrying a concealed firearm and tampering with evidence. As the investigation continues, additional charges are possible. Your local events, the Semi Missions 10th Annual 5K Run and Walk is this Friday, May 7th. Check-in starts at 5:30 p.m. with multiple races and events throughout the evening, including a kids' half-mile dash and one-mile fun run. It's at historic downtown Wauchula, 417 West Main Street. For more information, you can call Jamie at 863-800-9654. Your jobs here in the area, KDL Underground and Development is looking for an underground utility pipe laborer. A driver's license and 1 year of construction experience are preferred. Innovar Structures is looking for a factory general laborer, a high school diploma, or GED, and 1 year of manufacturing experience are preferred. And Martinez Construction Services is looking for a construction laborer, a high school diploma, or GED, a driver's license, and 1 year of construction experience are preferred. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us, and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather reporting and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Well, Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. Your weather partly cloudy, temperature 86 degrees Fahrenheit, the dew point is 72, relative humidity 62%, heat index is 92, wind south at 9 miles an hour, the visibility 10 miles, and the altimeter read 30.06 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated at 9:44 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon. Hot with highs in the mid-90s. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening to becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 70s. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour in the evening becoming light and variable. Wednesday, mostly sunny. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Hot with highs in the mid-90s. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming west at 10 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon. 20% chance of rain with heat index values up to 107, and Wednesday night mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. This is the busiest time of year for beekeepers who breed and sell queen bees to help replenish honeybee colonies, and the breeders say the drought may lead to additional demand. Dry weather reduces the amount of forage available to bees, meaning beekeepers could need to buy more queens to restock the hives. Bee breeders say demand for new queens has been so intense that they've tried to turn away prospective customers. After blasting the EPA for 13 years of interminable delay, the Federal Appeals Court in San Francisco set a 60-day deadline for the agency to either ban agricultural use of the pesticide chlorpyrifos or set new and safer exposure levels for the chemical. The dissenter in the 2-1 decision, according to Agriculture.com, said the short time frame virtually guarantees a ban. First marketed in 1965, chlorpyrifos has been linked to learning disorders and can cause nausea, dizziness, and confusion. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers at the South Texas border crossing at the Far International Bridge intercepted drugs in a strawberry shipment on Thursday. The Packer.com reports officers referred a tractor trailer hauling a commercial shipment of fresh strawberries for further inspection and found 177 packages of alleged methamphetamine hidden in the strawberry boxes. The bundles of narcotics weighed 411 pounds and are valued at $8.2 million.
The best value in pasture hornfly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Whether I'm welding or cutting, the most important thing for me is to be comfortable with superb visual acuity. I prefer the original Pancake brand welding hoods with their auto darkening feature. Original Pancake brand welding hoods are priced right, lightweight, with a comfortable fit. For almost 60 years, pipeline welders, farms, and other small businesses have relied on the custom fitting hoods from Original Pancake brand welding hoods. To learn more, go to opbwh.com. That's opbwh.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. The USDA recently ran a report that identified three pillars of sustainability for the agriculture industry: reduced environmental impact, increased productivity and yield, and a better overall economic result. Today's precision agriculture technologies are helping farmers make significant gains with all three pillars. This is huge news for farmers here in the Southeast, as implementing precision ag technologies can save farmers thousands of dollars and significantly reduce the environmental impact of ag. Implementing more precision ag technologies can help in the following ways: reduce carbon emissions equal to removing 200,000 cars from the road, reduce fertilizer usage by 24,000 tons, reduce water usage by almost a quarter, which is extremely important for growers here in the Southeast as water conservation efforts grow, and increase crop yield by 6%, helping fight hunger and raising food prices. In examining various crop types around the country, the research data can be summed up in one sentence. Crop farmers are doing more with less. By leveraging precision agriculture technologies, farmers have already accomplished the following: 4% increase in crop production, 7% reduction in fertilizer use, 9% reduction in herbicide use, 6% reduction in fossil fuel use, and 4% reduction in water use. Less inputs and more focus on sustainability will result in higher profits for farmers across the country.
The best value in pasture hornfly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
Now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. It was a lower open for Wall Street. Tech shares having an especially tough go of it. The NASDAQ down more than 2% at mid-morning. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the U.S. economic outlook has clearly brightened, but the recovery remains too uneven, with lower income groups lagging.
Powell cites a number of reasons that U.S. growth prospects have brightened. They include rising vaccination levels, increased government support, and more business reopenings nationwide. But he adds that the economic upswing has not fallen evenly on all Americans, and that those least able to bear the burden have been the hardest hit.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Pfizer getting a nice shot in the arm by a huge jump in sales of its COVID-19 vaccine is hiking its 2021 financial outlook. The pharmaceutical giant blew past Wall Street expectations for the first quarter. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In the NBA, the Philadelphia 76ers have stretched their lead in the NBA's Eastern Conference to one game over Brooklyn by knocking off the Chicago Bulls 106-94. Tobias Harris scored 21 points, Seth Curry added 20, as the Sixers earned their fifth win in a row. Philadelphia led by 20 to start the fourth quarter, but Chicago went on a 24-5 run to get within 88-87 midway through the final period before the 76ers embarked on a 12-4 run. Elsewhere in the NBA last night, it was Orlando over Detroit, 119-112. Washington downed Indiana 154-141. It was Golden State over New Orleans 123-108. Atlanta down Portland 123-114. Other winners were New York, Utah, and the LA Lakers. This is SRN Sports. Running down a full slate of games in the National Hockey League last night, it was Ottawa over Winnipeg 2-1. Boston blanked New Jersey 3-0. It was Buffalo downing the New York Islanders 4-2. Carolina got by Chicago 5-2. Two overtime games saw Nashville and Montreal winning in overtime. It was Washington over the New York Rangers 6-3. Philadelphia easily over Pittsburgh 7-2. It was Florida edging at Dallas 5-4 in overtime. St. Louis down to Anaheim 3-1. It was Minnesota 6, Las Vegas 5. Edmonton over Vancouver 5-3. Los Angeles nipping Arizona 3-2, and in overtime, Colorado got the best of San Jose 5-4. In a Major League Baseball, winners in the American League included Minnesota, Cleveland, Oakland, Baltimore, and Tampa Bay. National League winners, Philadelphia, St. Louis, and San Diego. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for today: most people are shocked when they find out how incompetent I am as an electrician. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.